here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of Agnes Faye Morgan, born Peoria, 1884, taught for many years at the University of California in Berkeley. She was an expert on nutrition, wrote more than 250 scientific papers, responsible for much of what we know about the vitamins in food. It was on this day, 1626, a Dutchman named Peter Minuit landed on the island of Manhattan. There was a cemetery, little farm, an orchard, two big estates on the west side of the island. Most of the houses along the East River, which was better sheltered from the wind off the ocean. The main street was built over an old Indian path running from the southern tip of the island north to what is now City Hall Park. It became known as Broadway. The island had huge stands of hickory and oak and chestnut trees. There were grasslands and salt marshes. What is now Times Square was at the time a red maple swamp. It's the birthday of Horace Mann, Franklin, Massachusetts, 1796, the first great advocate of public education, who believed that in a democratic society, education should be free and universal. It's the birthday of the Israeli writer Amos Oates, born in Jerusalem, 1939, came out with his first novel, 1966, entitled Elsewhere, perhaps, has published many more since. The latest, called Judas, came out last year. A controversial figure in Israel, Amos Oates, who wrote, "Daytime Israel makes a tremendous effort to create the impression of the determined, tough, simple, uncomplicated society ready to fight back. Nocturnal Israel is a refugee camp with more nightmares per square mile than any other place in the world. Almost everyone has seen the devil." Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, entitled My Grandparents' Generation. They are taking so many things with them, their sewing machines and fine china, their ability to fold a newspaper with one hand and swat a fly. They are taking their rotary telephones and fat televisions and knitting needles, their cast iron frying pans and Tupperware. They are packing away the picnics and perambulators, the wagons and church socials. They are wrapped in lipstick and big band music, dressed in recipes. Buried with them, bathtubs with feet, front porches, dogs without leashes. These are the people who raised me, and now I am left behind in a world without paper letters, a place where the phone has grown as eager as a weed. I'm going to miss their attics, their ordinary coffee, their chicken fried in lard. I would give anything to be 10 again, up late with them in that cottage by the river, buying Marvin Gardens and Passing Go, collecting $200. A poem by Faith Sheeran, My Grandparents' Generation, from her collection Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com. Personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.